Well, hello, this is Dave Shorty returning your call.
Yeah, hey Dave, yeah, this is Nico over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm good, Nick. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Yeah, we're just giving you a call, and you know, I did happen to take over the file. Looks like you were in contact with one of our agents, and you were possibly looking to get some working capital into place. Is that still the case over there?
Yeah, one of your young ladies calls me on a regular basis, and even though we haven't found a suitable offering to help us with what we really need, which is equity capital. And the Bank of Cardiff, which appears to be just a cash advance lender.
We do the working capital loan. We're not just a cash advance lender. That's different parts of the programs.
I see. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so the working capital, I think she might have explained it to you that it's unsecured cash loan, it's deposited directly into your bank account and everything, and you had some concerns with that. And I just, you know, wanted to kind of get a better picture of what you're looking to do and if there's a way that we could possibly help you out here.
Well, there's always a way to help us out, but actually what we're trying to do is just survive.
Mm-hmm.
And paying cash for all of our purchases just doesn't help.
Right.
What we'd like to do is have a working capital loan that really works. And cash advances don't really work. What we need to do is call you up and say, we need $30,000 worth of solar panels. The accounts receivable on it is thus. It will take 30 days to clear the funds. Will you pay the $30,000 to our supplier?
It depends, because
we can pay our supplier.
Yeah, we could. That would probably be the better route. So these are receivables. Your solar panels that you purchase, it's your inventory, and then you guys are a solar company, correct?
Yes.
Yes, so you're making these purchases of the solar panels through your supplier. And then what do you guys do? You resell them, or do you install them on like commercial residents themselves?
Those are one and the same thing.
Right.
You sell them, and then you install them. When we purchase them, we put them on the building and get paid for it.
Right. Okay. So it seems like, the working capital would probably be the better option because it is what you're purchasing. The solar panels themselves would be considered inventory. And I know, inventory turnover usually can take a little while depending on what exactly you're trying to sell. And solar panels have that usually typically, a 30-day turnover for you guys?
Usually. Some of them can be 60 days. But
okay.
30
okay.
days is normal.
And how many times a year do you guys make these types of large purchases?
About 50.
50, okay. Bear with me here, I'm just taking some notes. And is the average purchase for inventory usually around the 30,000 mark?
No, usually around 10,000 per job.
Okay, per job. Now, are you guys in need of, how much money do you need right now at this current moment?
Well, we need $350,000 right now in order to pay off all of our debt.
Mm-hmm. What type of debt do you guys have?
Comfortable and current. $303,000.
Is this all long-term debt, short-term debt? What type of debt are we looking at?
It's all short-term current. It's all short-term debt. It's all vendor payables.
Okay, short-term built into payables.
Yeah.
I was taking a look before I gave you a call at your guys' 10K. Do you guys still have convertible debt still in the business?
We still have two left, and those will be converting 9 days from now.
Yeah, I know how those things can be. I used to work at an investment firm that focused on that type of investments. And, as lucrative as that type of investment is, it's kind of crazy to think of it, that you give the company.
Very destructive.
It is, and it just ruins your equity and your market price, and it just hurts you, because when they get it at a discount to the market, I mean, they can just dump it dump everything, dump all the shares all at once, and boom, there goes your stock price.
That's what's happened.
Yeah, and I can imagine that you are looking to avoid another type of loan that has that type of attachment to it, which is why the working capital program would be work best, because essentially it's an unsecured cash loan, but without those types of attachments. So there's no, you know, crazy term attached to it where you got to give up a certain percentage of your equity, no, or a certain amount of shares, no, it's nothing like that. It's just we deposit the money, you know, for whatever you get approved for, we deposit the money directly into your account, to your business bank account, and then you use the cash however you want. And in this case, it would be for receivables. So you'd be making purchases of solar panels through your supplier.
Okay.
Yeah, does that, I mean, does that sound like what would fit for this type of situation? Seems like it would be.
It's a situation that works.
A situation.
No such thing as fit except for paying off all of our debt.
yes. Now, what were you guys doing for your 2015 reported, sales, your top line revenue? What did you guys have? I don't have the 10K pulled up right now, but do you know that number off the top of your head?
Yeah. We'll have about 750 through 930.
750.
I haven't finished those statements, but it'll be approximately that.
Okay. Now, are you guys on track to doing better this year?
No, we did much better last year. We did 1.9 million.
Oh, 1.9 million in sales?
Yeah.
And this year is the 750 to 930 right now.
Yeah. We'll be lucky if we make a million this year.
What was what's the reason for the decline right now?
Just the market in Arizona and the inability to close some of these larger commercial jobs. Like, we closed about three of them last year. One of them for $1.1 million, one of them for $286,000. We have those jobs on our pipeline, but we haven't closed them yet.
So you're really waiting on those. Those are going to be the big boys that pay out pretty well.
Yes. We have one for $1.1 million coming up. And we think we've got the financing on it. It's all approved by the board. Just has to be finished in their architectural committee, and we should be going on that one. Another one for $500,000. It's at the board of directors level. We haven't got that one yet, but we have everything else. Financing has gotten on it.
So things are just waiting to come into play, essentially.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'm taking some more notes here.
When those come through, we have to have working capital to do them.
But right.
Surprisingly, not as much as you'd think, because the financing is already in place.
Okay.
The customer doesn't pay 10 cents for this thing. And the financiers will pay us direct for each of these, all of the equipment needs of that.
Right, yes. To cover for the costs, I understand that. And so you have like a job coming up right now towards the end of the year where you need the funds in place pretty quickly?
Yes. Yeah, I've got three of them right now. I need some money.
Okay, so why don't we focus on that right now? What job is coming up that you need the money for right now? How much do you need? What type of job is it? Is it just another supply, like you need to make another purchase for supplies?
Yeah, I'm going to need about $12,000 for solar panels and another $8,000 for miscellaneous materials. So I need about $20,000 to get three jobs done.
Okay. What's the time frame looking on this?
I could use it any time.
Okay, so the sooner the better, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. What's going to be your return on investment? So let's say we get you the $20,000 and you make the purchases. What are you going to make off that?
Well, the $20,000 is just for the materials.
Right.
The jobs themselves total about $33,000.
Oh, that's a nice little return right there.
Well, it's not all return, and your wording is not correct, because we still have to pay the labor and some of the balance of system.
Okay.
So the return is normally 30% targeted.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, as being a publicly traded company, there's, multiple different owners, multiple different people running the business. What exactly is your position again, David?
Oh, I work as CFO.
Oh, CFO. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't catch your last name.
Shorey.
How do you spell that?
S-H-O-R-E-Y.
Okay. All right, David. Yeah. Okay, so...
I'm really just a consultant, though. I'm not even an employee, so...
Ah, got it. Okay, so who...
Nobody here, nobody is going to sign personally. We're a public company. We don't own enough shares to control anything. We could get kicked out at any day. So we won't sign a personal guarantee on anything.
Okay. So here's what I can do. I'm going to what's the best email address? I don't have the updated version right here on my file. What's the best email address I can shoot you over everything? So I have you here.
Yeah. INFO at EBCOEnergy.com. That's ABCOEnergy.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go talk to one of my senior members right now, and kind of give them a rundown of what you're looking for and how you can help and how we can help. And you should be expecting an email from me shortly with like what we can do to provide and how we can get the ball rolling on what exactly our working capital program can do for you guys. So you want me to put you down for the $20,000 right now, or do you want to see if we can shoot for something larger than that?
Just start with that. You guys got to start with
and exactly that's the right, I guess, mindset that we can have going into this. Let's, at least start and see what we can do for you, and, if there's something that can come up with this, I'd like to at least start to build a relationship up with you guys and continue to be of service, based off of possibilities that can arise.
Okay.
That sound good?
That's fine. Yes. Uh-huh.
All right, perfect. Absolutely. I'm going to go talk to one of my senior members right now, give him a rundown of the situation, and I will get back to you, okay? So expect that email very shortly.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Of course, Dave. You take care. Have a great rest of the day.
Okay, Nick.
All right. Bye now.